Please note that what you're about to hear and see today can be disturbing. These are stories of flight trauma, violence, and death. If it is too much for you, feel free to take the headphones off.
The trip was not easy. It was really, really hard.
We were like 30 people, including me.
We are going to sit on a balloon. For me, it was a balloon. So it was a lot of panic.
In the morning, we have made it to Greece.
I thought I was in this safe environment, but when we arrived, it wasn't.
People, they were fighting for rotten food, and many people, they died in the camp.
This is not a place for humans. I had no idea there was a deal between EU and Turkey.
Why making that deal to keep us stuck in Greece?
Today we take you to the situation on the Greek islands. 8 years after closing the EU-Turkey deal, we take the Dutch state to court. Sometimes a picture says more than 1,000 words. Or you need to hear it from a witness who has experienced firsthand the disastrous consequences of the EU-Turkey deal. Follow the route and automatically arrive at the canteen where there is room for conversation and lunch.
The camp of Samos was supposed to accommodate 600 people, and in the year 2019, we were 4,000 refugees in one camp.
First impression was like, wow, this is Europe. But after I took a tour in the camp, I was like, this is not a place for humans.
I'm cold as fuck. I came with one shoes because I left one shoes in the sea. So I was standing there in the middle of the road and I was just looking around me. Here comes this guy and he's like, oh, we were together in the same boat. And I was like, yes. And he's like, what are we doing here? And I'm like, I don't know.
Me, when I arrived in the camp, I had a tent, and this tent I put it in the forest, in the jungle, because the camp was almost full.
We have 3 things, a yoga mattress, the brush to brush our teeth, and the toothpaste. That's all. They didn't even give us a blanket. During that period, it was already cold.
You cannot take a shower because the water is really cold, and there's always lines to go to the shower.
There are some toilets in the camp, but it doesn't look like a toilet. It is something else. They left us to sleep in the forest, to sleep in the tents in the winter. I had no shoes for the winter. It was so, so horrible.
And living in the forest is living with everything, you know.
And at night, when I try to sleep, rats used to crawl over me. Sometimes I accidentally like roll over and sleep on top of one or two of the rats and they just die there. And it was always a fight between us and the rats.
Food was crazy. There is a line and when you arrive, they're like, it's finished.
At the beginning, I was not saving any food, but then I came to realize that I have to save up some food because I don't know what's the food going to be tomorrow. Sometimes we were having rotten chicken, like chicken that was smelling so bad it couldn't be eaten. People were hungry all the time. I was one of those people, was hungry all the time.
So what can you do? If you are the one who is given this food and you don't have a solution, of course you must eat. People, they were fighting for rotten food.
I remember I stayed for like 5 days without taking a shower. And then finally, when I was able to go and take a shower, I was assaulted. When the aggressions happened in the toilet, I had to go and report what happened to me. They were like, well, yeah, what do you want us to do? You can go to the police station and report. That's all you can do. We cannot do anything.
It was so disgusting, this life. It was so dehumanizing for me, I can say like that.
People around me were getting sick all the time, and no one was able to do anything with them. They were just giving out antibiotics and painkillers all the time for basically a headache or a fever.
And many people, they died in the camp. You just wake up and your neighbor doesn't wake up. Some of them, they committed suicide.
And I remember one Palestinian guy who sliced his own throat, and the police just looked him dead in the eyes and they said, "We cannot do anything for you. Go to the doctor, help yourself."
The answer that they like to say, it's like, if you don't like it, you can go back to your country.
I had no idea there was a deal between EU and Turkey regarding the immigrants or refugees.
They pay the Turkish government to keep refugees, traumatizing them, killing them in the sea.
Why making that deal to keep us stuck in Greece?
The politicians who made the EU-Turkey deal, they must know that they are playing double standards and they are not fair. They must be ashamed of themselves.
I would like the politicians to leave their office, you know, put the shoes on and go to the camp and see how people lived.
In this camp, I got operated from hernia, but I stayed in the camp and I didn't heal well. Until now, I still have pain. The lady who was conducting the interview, she told me, "We are not fair that you are still in this camp. You deserve something better." So for this, I was happy really to hear from one of them telling me that they are not fair.
The mental effects are still there, like the food hoarding problems and the sleeping problems and trust issues problems. I still have all my important stuff ready in one place, so I can just grab and run away.
Even though we arrive in this crazy conditions that we are living, for me, I had this hope inside of me that, like, it's going to be okay at some point, right?
I met my beautiful girlfriend in this struggling situation. So I'm here in another European country to ask a family reunification with my girlfriend. I hope it will work because I don't want to go back to Greece.
Soon I hope that I will be granted the permission to stay here and start going to university, start learning and building my own life, and then get a job, get a life, start a family, live comfortably. Isn't that what everyone wants?
Thanks for listening. You're almost at the end of the audio experience. But first, one more thing. The EU-Turkey deal is causing an awful lot of suffering. This must stop. We hold the Dutch state responsible for the consequences of this deal. Never again should a deal be made at the expense of people on the run. Therefore, we ask you to join our action. Become a deal breaker and call on the Dutch state. Never again a deal at the cost of people on the run. You may now turn in your headphones and take a seat at the table for lunch. There we will tell you more about the trial and how you can become a deal breaker. Never again should a deal be made at the expense of people on the run.